we'll do the letter number 1233 in volume 5, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. And this is dated the 30th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Yud Beis. Actually, 1233 star. I guess maybe they found those letters later and didn't want to ruin the order of the letters. I'm not sure. It doesn't say, but it looks like that may be the reason they added it later on. So they just gave it a star. So it's 1233 star. So the 30th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe says, based on what I heard, and I was greatly pained that the misunderstanding between your son and his wife has not been settled. And I'm even more upset that I hear that they are still separated. And that some are even discussing about having a divorce amongst them. So the Rebbe says, I find it my obligation to write to you because I'm sure that you have some influence over your son. And that you must know that this is something which we're dealing with, which is important for your son for his entire life. And therefore, it also affects you as well as his parents. This is a life's question. You must put yourself into this matter and see to it that there should be shalom bayit, peace in the house, and that they should settle in with a normal living together for themselves, not with her parents and not with his parents. Then it will be easier to strengthen the shalom bayis as a Jewish home should be. I heard about the various reasons which are given that they disturb to bring back the peace of the home, shalom bayis. And I also heard the reasons that your son related to me while he was by me. But after all these arguments, after all these reasonings, the Rebbe says, I still must tell you, I find it my obligation to emphasize that here we are dealing with a question of life. It's a question of life of two young people. Not allowed to mix in any side matters into it. You need to remember also, which our Holy Torah teaches us, that Hashem said that you are in certain circumstances, Hashem's holy name, you're allowed to erase it, as long as this would help place shalom bayit between the husband and the wife. So from this alone you can see how great the danger is for all those who interfere with the shalom bayit, and how great, unbelievable is the reward for those who help to bring back the shalom bayit between a husband and a wife. I think that to parents whose happiness of their child is very special, very dear and precious, so I don't have to write more about this matter. I hope that you will do everything what's possible to bring together your son with his wife and to rebuild the shalom bayit. Hashem should help that you should have for this health and Yiddish nachas from the children and from the other children. May they live with blessings of the Rebbe. So here the Rebbe puts in all of his energies to try to bring shalom bayit in the family.